Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
It is the Box Score Breakdown for this, your Friday slate of games. I'm your host, Scotty. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. It's been a minute, hasn't it? My co-host, Mr. Jolly. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. And, of course, our newest, one of the OGs of hoopball, Vince Miracle, who's stepping in, covering my backside. You can find him on Twitter at VMC Centre as well. Hello, how you going? It is the Box Score Breakdown presented by Hoopball. Yes, and speaking of Hoopball, fantastic website. Go and check it out. They have this thing called the Fantasy Pass. And, you know, you're in the middle of your fantasy NBA season. You need some help with your team. Fantasy Pass, best deal in the industry at $4.99 a month. And the fact that we're in the regular season, there is zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month, $5. If you don't like it, you can throw it in the bin. We'll know you love it. It's always nice to have that option, though. Fantasy Pass is everything you'll need to dominate for the rest of the season. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups and drops in our newest and coolest feature, the Hoopball Discord server, where you can hang out with the Hoopball pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team, which is great going into the finals. So please do go and check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com, click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall. Well, like I said, it's been a minute. Work's been a bit busy, so thanks for the guys for covering my back. So it's nice to join everyone, and we're going to go through your Friday slate of games. Oh, I'm struggling today. let's kick it off with the first game. The Pacers 112 went down to Boston, 118, despite Justin Holiday for the Pacers scoring 19 points on 6 of 10 shooting with 5 triples, 5 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and 1 steal, and just 1 turnover in 33 minutes. Due to teammate injuries, Holiday started but all but 9 of his 31 games this season. He doesn't offer much upside in DFS leagues, but he's nestled into the top 100 with roto value anyway. Look, a bit quiet across the board with stats. Anchored in some 3-pointers, averaging 2.4 per game and a 1.2 steals a game. He's not great on a per 36 basis, though, you know, so the bottom could fall out whenever Chris LeVert comes back, and I'm sure he will, and TJ Warren as well. Neither guy has a return date, though, so keep rolling Holiday for now. And my mate, the boner, Domantas Sabonis, celebrated his ascension into the All-Star team. You beauty! Yeah, he got 24 points, 7 of 12 field goals, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 9 dimes, 6 rebounds, and 1 triple in that tough loss. He did the damage in 37 minutes. He's having a fantastic campaign with averages of 21.5 points, 11.8 boards, 5.7 dimes, 1.03s, 1 steal, and 0.7 blocks. and he's done enough to replace Kevin Durant, with who's out with the Achilles in this year's All-Star game. His defensive numbers have spiked lately too. He came in with at least one steal, one block in seven straight games. That streak ended tonight though. He'd accomplished it once and all to the season prior to Feb 7. So fantasy managers should hope the out-of-nowhere trend will eventually become the norm. Kemba Walker for the Celtics made his return with a season-high 32 points, hitting 10 of 19 shots, 8 of 8 free throws with 6 dimes, 3 boards and a steal. A few days of rest seemed to do him the world of good. Walker is consistently playing 30-plus minutes, 33 minutes he played tonight, and it's been enough for averages of 21 points with 3.4 triples, 3.6 boards, 3.8 dimes, and 1.2 steals over the past few weeks. More assists would be nice, but fantasy managers won't complain since he's getting it done in other categories as well, including a nice boost at the foul line, 91.7% on the 3.0 attempts. He may not get another DMP soon either, since Boston's back-to-back sets come after the All-Star break in a couple of weeks. And Robert Williams, yeah, the band boy, Robbie Williams. No, he's not. But he's the center for the Celtics, and he had a very good 22 minutes. Finished with 14 points, 11 rebounds, a career-high 4 assists, 3 blocks, 1 steal in that double-double for the Celtics win over the Pacers. Brad Stevens said recently he wanted Williams' minutes to peak towards the end of the season. But, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens if he keeps doing it. He swatted 13 shots in the past 5 games, and that alone gives him specialist appeal in category-based leagues. The blocks are bolstered by a decent rebounds, a high field goal percentage, infrequent turnovers, and apparently some assists as well. He was in Boston's closing lineup tonight and quite simply needs to be on more fantasy squads. He's rostered in just 31% of Yahoo leagues. Go and pick him up. The Rockets in game number 2, 111, went down to the Raptors, 122. We'll start on the Rockets. John Wall was terrific in Friday night's 122-111 loss to Toronto, scoring 21 points, 9 of 21 from the field, 1 of 2 from the foul line, with 12 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 block, and 2 triples in 36 minutes. Wall appeared to tweak his right ankle or his foot pretty badly in the second quarter after the voucher, Chris Boucher, landed smack bang on it. But Wall, he relaced his shoes, stretched for a minute, and then carried on like nothing happened. We've seen the Rockets be extremely cautious with all their veterans, so it is possible his ankle swells up overnight. Who knows what will happen if that is the case. So there's a good chance he might get held out of one of the upcoming back-to-back sets, Sunday and Monday. Maybe that was already the plan altogether. Who knows? Keep your eye on it, though. Victor Oladipo had his best game as a Rocket on Friday versus the Raptors, scoring 27 points, 9 of 21 field goals, 5 of 5 from the charity stripe, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 4 triples in 36 minutes. It was the most explosive Depot has looked all season, with a handful of tough finishes through contact as well. Hopefully this is a sign that he's turning a corner with his health, as he was coming off some pretty underwhelming performances. With a back-to-back set coming on Sunday and Monday, as I said before, we're expecting Oladipo and Wall to rotate rest days, with the Rockets treating both of them with kid gloves. For the Raptors, Kyle Lowry triple-doubled in a 122-111 win over Houston, scoring 20 points, 6 from 9 from the field and 4 from 4 from the stripe, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and 4 triples in 33 minutes. The Raptors were missing most of their coaching staff tonight due to COVID-19 protocols, but Lowry put the team on his back yet again, scoring 24 points, 7 boards, 8 dimes, 4 triples, and 2 steals in his previous game. Lowry's strong play isn't the reason he's been generating headlines, though, as Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer reported that the 76ers, the Heat, and the Clippers are possible trade destinations. However, Lowry's agent went on radio on Friday to refute those claims, adding that he called the team president to let him know the rumours weren't coming from his camp. Trade rumours are inevitable with Lowry on an expiring deal, but the chances of a move seem pretty slim at this point. And Norman Powell had a pretty bloody good game. 30 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 6 of 6 from the charity stripe, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, and 4 triples in 33 minutes. Powell's fantasy managers would be loving it these days. He had a bit of a slow start, but he's making it impossible for Nick Nurse to take him out of the starting lineup. Over the last month, Powell is sitting inside the top 40 for 9 cat leagues, averaging 21.4 points, 3.7 rebounds, 2.2 assists, 1.4 steals and 2.8 triples in 33 minutes. Toronto's small ball lineups are thriving, and Powell's play on both ends has been one of the main reasons why. And St. Paddy's Day is for pubs, not pubes. Manscaped, the global leader for below-the-waist grooming, and they sponsored this show to ensure that you have the best tools for your ball trimming experience if you plan to get lucky this St. Paddy's Day. Then you might as well use the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off and free international shipping. And, you know, you're in luck. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate in men's hygiene bundle. Included in their package is the new Weed Whacker, the nose hair trimmer. I'll get it out eventually. Which is waterproof, uses a 9,000 RPM motor, 360-degree rotary dual blade system. Mate, it's got the Lawnmower 3.0 skin-safe technology. Helps with those nicks. You'll feel very, very confident in shaving your thunder from down under. Yeah, look, we're Aussie. What do you expect? They're going to want us to say all that funny stuff. You and your partner will get lucky, all right. There is a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Great liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, and the Crop Reviver, which is the Ball Toner. You can get a couple of free gifts as well. The Manscaped boxes, anti-chafing that they are, and the Shed Trouble Bag. The best performance package is the best value. The performance package is the best value at Manscaped. Has to offer, and it's hot off the shelf. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Every purchase at manscaped.com goes towards contributions made to the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. How good is that? Manscaped.com, HOOPBALL20, free shipping, 20% off. You can't go wrong. Let's go into the next game. The Kings 110, the Pistons 107. Start on the Sacramento Kings, and my mate Rashawn Holmes scored 19 points and hauled in 17 rebounds, 6 offensive, adding 2 blocks and 1 assist in 33 minutes. Holmes was 1 rebound shy of his career high, and he was incredibly efficient with 6 of 8 field goals, 7 of 7 free throws. The Kings played without Hassan Whiteside, who's in the health and safety protocols for the third straight game, which helped Holmes match his highest playing time of the month. Hopefully Luke Walton leans on him a bit more with or without Whiteside in the lineup, who knows, although I did pick up Whiteside in one of my leagues, in my 30-team league, I think, so hopefully it's he comes back soon enough. His efforts have helped the Kings snap a 9-game losing streak, offered a vivid reminder of why Holmes is returning top 50 value in 9 cat leagues. Among other positive qualities, he is 6th in the league in field goal percentage at 65.5% on 8.4 attempts. Harrison Barnes was on a mission as well, racking up 21 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals and a block. Helped the Kings snap a 9-game losing streak. Barnes didn't shoot particularly well, though. 5 of 14 from the field and 9 of 14 from the charity stripe. He didn't commit any turnovers in 40 minutes, though. It was pretty impactful on both ends of the court after a brutal stretch in mid-Feb. The veteran has bounced back with 18, 22 and 21 points in his past 3 games. He's logged a combined 76 minutes in back-to-back games Thursday and tonight as well. So the Kings obviously aren't too worried about his workload. Let's have a look at the Pistons. And Jeremy Grant returned Friday with 30.7 rebounds, 2 triples, and one assist in 39 minutes, making 7 of 17 field goals, 14 of 15 free throws. He was rested up against the Pelicans on Wednesday and in the second half of the back-to-back set, so he needed all of his energy for tonight versus a Kings team committed to making him work for his points, and he shouldn't be at risk of another DNP till at least late in March. So the first of eight remaining back-to-backs on the Pistons schedule. He's also the engine of Detroit's offense, as you all know, and continues to smash his ADP of 104. So sporadic missed games are a small price to pay. Sadiq Bey, who's got a bit of a left ankle sprain, had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal and 0 turnovers, making 6 of 10 and 5 of 9 from deep. He played 32 minutes and the ankle sprain really didn't cost him any time, which is nice. So this is as close as he's going to come to breakout without Blake Griffin. That doesn't mean he's not helping fantasy managers, though. He came in averaging 29 minutes as a starter, which should only go up as the season progresses, as should his 11.5 points, 4.6 boards, 1.6 dimes, and 1.2 steals. At worst, he's a reliable source of steals and threes. He's hitting 2.1 per game on 40.5% from deep, the third best on the team behind Wayne Ellington, who's shooting 40.8%, and Sabin Lee, who is 66.7% on limited attempts. The next game, the Jazz 116, the Heat 124. We'll start on the Jazz side. Donovan Mitchell's 30 points just weren't enough. And a Jazz loss is not something you see much these days, is it? The Jazz fall to a 26-7 with that result. They ran into another red-hot team in Miami that have won now 5 straight. Mitchell shot 11 from 26 from the field and had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 triples in 36 minutes. He'll look to get his team back on track when, probably should be a bit of a breeze of a game against Orlando. Tomorrow, Mike Conley hit 6 of 15 shots for 14 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals and 2 triples in 33 minutes. It's been business as usual for Mike Conley since returning from his hamstring issue 4 games ago. In that span, he's putting up top 50 numbers. 14.8 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 triples in just 28.6 minutes. So his fantasy managers should have very little concern going into the second half of the season. On the Miami side, Jimmy Butler, former Bulls, I love the guy, but not anymore. He led the Heat to an impressive win against the Red Hot Jazz on Friday. He scored 33 points, 12 of 22 field goals, 9 of 11 from the charity stripe, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers in 34 minutes. That's 5 straight wins for Miami, and Butler somehow find a way to top his epic performance versus the Raptors on Wednesday night, in which he had 14 points alone in the fourth quarter. It was the quintessential Jimmy Buckets game. Look, that's what Spoelstra reckons anyway. Butler came into tonight on a second round run in 9-cat over his previous 7 games, averaging 19.6 points, 9 dimes, 8.6 rebounds, 2.1 steals and 0.7 triples. He's been a nightly triple-double threat, and his fantasy managers are reaping the rewards while sipping their big face coffee. Goran Dragic, he matched his season high 26 points, hitting 9 of 15 from the field, 5 of 6 from the line, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 triples. Dragic shot 30% in his first game back on a Wednesday. So I guess you could say he found his rhythm tonight with a throwback bubble-worthy performance. Dragic's fantasy production has left a lot to be desired, I guess, prior to this outburst. He'll get the job done, though, while Tyler Hero is banged up as a source of points, triples and dimes. Just don't expect anything more than late round production.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
My Bulls went down to the Suns. The Suns 106. The Chicago Bulls 97. Will start on the Suns side. Chris Paul propelled the Suns to that win over Chicago, scoring 14 points. 15 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. CP3 is just a machine, isn't he? Almost 36 years old and he continues to play at an elite level and recently earned his 11th spot on an All-Star team. He's producing second-round value. He has a steal in 20 of his past 21 games, even playing both ends of a back-to-back set in the middle of the regular season. Fantasy managers can't ask for much more than that. And Frank the Tank Kaminsky hit 7 of 13 shots for 15 points, adding 2 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block in just 14 minutes of action. Dario Saric was out tonight with a sprained right ankle, but his minutes were spread far and wide by Monty Williams. Cameron Johnson had 8 points and a pair of triples in 18 minutes. Abdel Nadir had 4 points in 17 minutes. And starting power forward Jake Crowder had 3.6 boards and 5 dimes. With the exception of Crowder, who is quietly effective in category leagues, it's hard to mine reliable value from the aforementioned group. That includes Frank the Tank. On the Chicago side, Thaddeus Young racked up 13 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, making 6 of 11 shots without a turnover in 22 minutes. The veteran is doing everything for Chicago off the bench lately, but his fantasy managers are loving life without Lauri Markkanen, who's out with a right shoulder, and Otto Porter, who's had back spasms. In a modest 21.6 minutes in February, Thad hitting 63.4% of his shots for 13.6 points, 6.4 boards, 4.7 assists, 1.6 steals, and 0.7 blocks. He's unlikely to maintain this pace all season, but it's all gravy for a guy you probably claimed off the waiver wire. And Kobe White hurt his right knee at the end of the third quarter, but returned to finish. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists in 31 minutes. White banged knees with Moore, and he got the worst of it. Though, fortunately, he only missed a few minutes whilst getting evaluated in the locker room. The downside is he hit only 7 of 16 field goals and had 3 turnovers, 0 steals or blocks. The lack of defensive stats is crushing his overall value in category leagues, but you can overlook that flaw. He's a steady source of points, triples, boards and dimes. He definitely looked more settled as a full-time point guard, though, so I'm sure he will be trending up. Ever since I've started being on this podcast, and even though I've been away, people keep asking me for betting tips all the time. They hit me up. I always get asked, who you got? Lakers, Clippers, Rodgers, Mahomes, and I tell you what I tell them. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's rep is rock solid. They've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets, NFL draft ones too, and the one sportsbook guaranteed to give me the best lines, period. You know me, you know that I don't give out my stamp of approval too easily. So to earn it, you've got to be the best of what you do, and MyBookie is the best sportsbook out there, period. It's simple. Sign up and enter the promo code HOOPBALL and get your deposit matched halfway up to 1,000 schmackaroos. Head to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love, the games you bet. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie and please gamble responsibly. The next game, the Clips, 119 degrees, 99. Kawhi Leonard led the Clips to the win over the Grizzlies, finishing with 30 points, 8 from 13 field goals, 11 from 11 from the charity stripe, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block and 3 triples in 35 minutes. The Clippers were embarrassed by the same team on Thursday, so Kawhi took matters into his own hands tonight. Clearly, he had the highlight of the night with an emphatic dunk as well. He's now scored at least 29 points in 6 of his last 7 games. He's climbing the MVP ladder as well. A tough test coming up against the Bucks on Sunday. And Nicholas Batum got back on track with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 3 triples in 25 minutes. That's a bit more like it. Batum had a combined 11 points in his previous 4 games since returning from a concussion. So check to see if he was dropped in your league. He's been an underrated fantasy player all season, returning 7th round value with 9.0 points, 4.8 rebounds, 2.3 steals, 2.3 assists, 1.3 steals, 0.4 blocks and 1.9 triples with pretty good percentages. For the Grizz, Jonas Valanciunas had a bit of soreness in his left thigh, but played through the questionable tag, finishing with 22 points, 9 of 17 field goals, 4 of 5 from the charity stripe, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal in 33 minutes. It was a game-time call after taking a knee to the thigh the night before, but Valanciunas has been a top 75 player in 9 cat this season, but he's been on a bit of a rough patch lately with the blocks drying up. He had just 2 swats in his last 8 games. You never have to usually worry about the points. 16 or the rebounds, he's averaging 11.4 of those. Or percentages, though, we can expect his minutes to take a slight dip after the break if Jaren Jackson is still targeting an early March return. And Ja Morant hit 7 of 20 from the field for 20 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 triples, and 2 turnovers in 33 minutes. He was ejected for arguing a no call from the officials, but the game is already over at that point. Morant helped the Grizzlies stun the Clippers on Thursday night, but the game was a completely different story with Kawhi having absolutely none of it. Morant will look to get his team back on track versus the Rockets on Sunday, which will be a pretty good matchup for the second year guard. The Hawks, 109, went down to the OKC Thunder, 118. Clint Capella feasted, but it just was not quite enough. He scored 17 points, 21 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 1 steal in 31 minutes of action. This game was pure Capella. He made 8 of 11 shots without a single attempt beyond 8 feet. He went 1 from 4 at the line and committed just 1 turnover. He's already a triple-double. He's already has a triple-double with blocks this season and is winning 2 categories a week for most managers. He's racking up early round value in any fantasy format and could vie for top 20 valuation if he can simply stay off the free throw line. John Collins made 11 of 19 shots, 2 from 6 from deep, to score 25 points in the loss to the Thunder, adding 8 rebounds and 1 steal in 32 minutes. Collins has been scuffing along the offensively of late, scoring 20 plus points just once since a 33-point eruption on Feb 10. He benefited from a dreamy matchup tonight versus an OKC front court of Isaiah Roby and Darius Bazley. And at least the Hawks somewhat exploited the matchup. He's been trending down and he's outside the top 100 for the past 10 games in 8 and 9 cat formats. So a trade out of Atlanta is looking more desirable by the day for fantasy purposes. There's plenty of speculation surrounding Collins as a trade target, including a beat writer roundtable from The Athletic. They all think that he might be on his way out. Theo Maledon for the OKC dished a career-high 12 assists, adding 13 points, 4 of 11 from the field, 3 of 3 from the stripe, 4 rebounds and a pair of 3-pointers, and just 1 turnover in 34 minutes. The rookie is only on 13% of fantasy rosters, a number that's likely to jump after tonight's well-rounded double-double. George Hill's eventual return from thumb surgery could put a dent in his value, but OKC is rebuilding and Maledon should be a featured player the rest of the way. He's a reliable 3-point shooter who has a knack for steals. And Ninth like tonight emphasised his potential as a lead guard next to SGA, and he's better than the worst player on your roster, that's for sure. Darius Bazley scored some traction with 18 points, 8 from 12 shooting, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block in 29 minutes. In an interesting footnote, the Thunder had to change jerseys at halftime. Atlanta accidentally began the game in red jerseys, so whilst OKC was in the orange, resulting in visual chaos. It didn't hurt Bazley, though, evidently, as he bounced back in style, going scoreless on 0 of 8 shooting versus the Spurs on Wednesday. His fantasy value has been undermined by brutal shooting. He's only averaging 38.4% on the season, combined with a sparse supporting stats. His rest of the season outlook is buoyed by guaranteed minutes and a starting job. He'll be standard league. He'll be a standard league asset at the moment. The moment he shows a macodium of consistency. When he becomes consistent, he's certainly going to be, you know, one to have on your roster. Darius Bazley, that is for sure. Quickly, I need to pause before we carry on, because I've got an announcement. It's a fun one. It's free stuff, and everybody loves that free stuff. And what is it? The Bruise Letter. It's back, baby. Oh, yes. It's back and fresh for the 2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Bruski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else, too. It's not on the website. It's not on a podcast. It's not on social media. It's only in the email newsletter. You can sign up and get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/BruiseLetter2021. That's a brew, B-R-E-W-S, letter 2021, and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly, bit.ly/BruiseLetter2021. Aaron Bruski, straight to your inbox. Only a couple of games left to run through for this Friday slate of games. The Hornets, 121, went down to the Dubs, 130. PJ Washington notched his first double-double in over a month, scoring 15 points with 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and a career-high tying 4 steals. PJ made 3 of 7 field goals and 7 from 8 from the charity stripe, connecting on a pair of three-pointers and committed 2 turnovers in 29 minutes of action. Basketball Reference has him splitting time evenly at power forward, 54%, and center 46%. Well, close enough anyway. And in most matchups, he's thriving at the 5. Cody Zeller's hip injury isn't expected to keep him out long, though, so Washington's will likely be back to his usual role on Sunday versus Sacramento. And Malik Monk shot 9 of 16 for 25 points, going 5-11 from deep, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 4 turnovers. Devontae Graham is out for his 4th straight game, allowing Monk to play 26 minutes in the 6-man role. To his credit, he embraced the bigger role and scored 20 plus points in 4 of his past 5 games. The problem for fantasy managers is a bit twofold. First, his role will likely change for the worst when Graham is healthy. And second, Monk contributes so few supporting stats, he's a liability when his shots aren't falling. Prepare for the other shoe to drop, but keep him rolling until it does. For the Dubs, Draymond Green triple-doubled. He dished out a career-high 19 assists to go with 11 points and 12 rebounds, 1 steal and 1 block, 1 triple, 36 minutes. What a run it's been for Draymond. He's putting on a playmaking clinic in his previous 11 games. Draymond was putting up top 40 numbers of 6.9 points, 7.4 rebounds, 11 assists, 1.5 steals and 1.5 blocks in 33.7 minutes. When he was struggling earlier this season, he simply needed to get more play time and play his way into shape. Now that we're seeing the dividends, congrats if you acquired him at a discount or if you held him through the tough times. Draymond Green, well done, son. Kelly Oubre had a field day. Yep, he did pretty good. He scored 27 points on 11 of 15 shooting, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 3 triples in 38 minutes. He's been on a tear lately, coming into tonight, posting top 35 numbers in 9 cat over the last 2 weeks, which is a hell of a lot better than how he started the season. Kelly Oubre averaged 20.1 points, 6.7 rebounds, 1.3 dimes, 1.7 steals, 0.9 blocks and 2.1 triples in that span, and fantasy managers should be thrilled to see the defensive output has regressed to the mean as well. All signs point to a monster second half of the season as long as his shot does not disappear again. And the last game of your Friday, Portland 93 went down to the Lakers 102. Damian Lillard, let's start there for Portland. He scored 35 points, finishing 11 from 24 from the field, 8 from 8 from the line with 7 dimes, 3 rebounds and 1 block in 42 minutes. Dame was held to 11 points after halftime. He only attempted one shot in the entire third quarter, during which the Lakers took a decisive lead. Lillard's heroics have kept the Blazers comfortably above 500, but they've lost 4 straight games, and the cracks are starting to appear quite a bit wider. Gary Trent Jr., 19 points on 8 of 20 shooting, was the only other Blazer to score more than 11 points, and Lillard can really use some help with CJ McCollum's out with his left foot and Nurkic with his right wrist. Not that fantasy managers are complaining, and Enes Kanter notched another double-double with 11 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists, and just 1 turnover in 35 minutes. The Blazers dropped 4 straight games but still have an 18-14 record to sit number 6 in the West. Kanter is giving them all he can, and he's reached a double-digit boards in all but 2 games in February. As usual, though, his fantasy appeal is limited to 3 categories, or 4 if you include his limited turnovers. He's committed only one, of which he's committed only one in the past 5 games. A span of 165 minutes as well. Fantasy managers shouldn't get overly comfortable, though his value hinges on the health of Nurkic, who is due to be re-evaluated on March 2. For the Lakers, LeBron, well, they snapped a 4-game losing streak, and he led by 28 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. The Kings would not be denied tonight, hitting 11 of 21 shots and a pair of triples in 36 minutes. He got some much-needed help from Dennis Schroeder, in addition to a strong bench led by Trez Harrell, 17 points. Any concerns about LeBron resting have been alleviated earlier in the season, as he's yet to miss a game, also averaging 34.8 minutes per game. We're watching absolute greatness here in LeBron, proving to everyone that this guy will not be stopped. And Dennis Schroeder, as I said, returned from a 4-game absence, scoring 22 points, 6 of 14 field goals, 9 of 9 from the free throw line, and in 32 minutes. The Lakers lost all 4 games without Schroeder, and Anthony Davis is out with a calf, but turned this game around the second half thanks largely to Schroeder's play at both ends of the court. He made a 3-pointer and added 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 2 turnovers, and should enjoy an elevated role offensively with AD ruled out through the All-Star break. Has 9 free throw attempts tonight as well, 1 shy of a season high. And that's a great sign for fantasy purposes, since he's connecting on 82% of those attempts. Wow, what a massive, massive, massive Friday of games. I'm glad that we could go through it together. Hope you will. This has been the Box Score Breakdown, presented by Hoopball. I am your host, Scotty. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheHarlander23. Old mate, Mr. J, he'll be back next week. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney, and our other friend, Vince Miracle, our other host. We'll have to all get on at one stage. VMC Center on Twitter for him, for Vince Miracle. Thanks very much for joining me. I hope you have a great weekend wherever you are tuning in from, or the rest of the weekend. Till then, till we speak again, please take care. Enjoy your basketball. All-Star coming up. Look forward to that. Take some time off fantasy for a couple of days and just chill out. If not, take it easy, guys. Have a good one. This is the Box Score Breakdown, presented by Hoopball. Have a good weekend. Bye.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.